This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives voted on Wednesday to formally authorize its ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
Representative James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, says lawmakers want to know whether President Biden improperly benefited from his son Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings.
We have a simple question that I think an overwhelming majority of Americans have. What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world?
But previous investigations have failed to find any evidence of wrongdoing on the president's behalf. President Biden issued a statement after the vote dismissing the inquiry as a baseless political stunt. Biden is preparing for a possible 2024 election rematch with his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. Meanwhile, a U.S. federal judge on Wednesday paused a federal case accusing Trump of attempting to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election, while the former president mounts an appeal claiming immunity from the charges. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The trial in Washington is scheduled to start in March. Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision will likely mean a postponement. She granted the pause so the former president can pursue claims he is immune from prosecution for actions taken while president. The dispute over the scope of presidential power could be decided for the first time by the Supreme Court. Chutkan has flatly rejected Trump's arguments, writing in her order that the office of president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. A significant postponement could delay the trial until after the presidential election, as Trump tries to reclaim the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media,